People who signed up for Fat Talk tonight to get 3 credits.
Yes.
And now they've got a substitute teacher who doesn't even know what he's doing. Oh, I didn't mean you. Go ahead and practice your piano or whatever that is.
I want you all to tell me what he's actually up to.
Well, we had planned to talk on Jerry Lewis and his importance in American cinema tonight, but I'm not sure if we're going to do that at all. Fat Talk obviously is not here. We looked around.
Yeah.
We can talk about death if you want to call it.
Yeah. We could asphyxiate ourselves on the air.
Yeah, totally. Total autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, no, there is no air. So there wouldn't be any.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. The answer to that question has never been clear to me yet. I have a hard enough time with other one-word movies. $10 for a DVD copy of Gravity.
Come on, Pete. Step up.
Well, that's what I was saying. I bought it in part because it was $10 at Costco, but inside the box, you got a little Billy Doo that gave you the code. To then you would type in your code and join their movie club, like YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would send you Gravity and Super Panavision, you know, and Super Nisovision. Actually, a friend of mine saw it in Super.
But how do they give it to you, though?
They send it down the pipe.
Oh, just you like know, a DVD or something?
It. Yeah, they stream it to you. Super fine copy of it.
All right.
A friend of mine had the
I've never seen anything clean on the internet, so I'm all weirded out by that. I'm weirded out by it.
A friend of mine saw it in super clean-o-vision, home, in a home center, you know, like an extremely expensive home 3D center with the extremely expensive glasses, and he said it was truly an amazing experience, because you kind of stick your head forward and look to the left and right, and in a sense, see farther out into space, as if you were leaning into your helmet and looking at more info right here, because the glasses were so discreet, because the systems are getting so nice. They're, you know, when she whips around and reaches for you, he said it was really spooky. Oh, and when things went past her, there's one that really pisses me off. You can even see in the 2D version that I have, where there's a piece of metal that hits you in the face, but it doesn't do anything. So I think of a ping. No, it just goes right through your consciousness.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And to me, it's like the screen should go blank, and all you hear is,
you got pierced by
it. I can't breathe. Yeah, but instead, he said all of the fragments in the space stations, the whole thing, really, you know, he's watching the beginning of the next version of, what do I care about some guy stealing your 3D copy of the Gravity spaceship? They just resell the Columbia model over again. You know, it's the one in Gravity, man. It's cool. The dead astronauts in it.
Because?
Yeah, and it's now $15 instead of $9.99 like it was when it's just a plain old. Actually, it'd be cool. You could sell the model with the damage to the Columbia spaceship thing. Okay. So you got a hole burned into it. Just claim it's like, yeah, it's a Gravity spaceship thing.
The thing that says Gravity on it.
Yeah, the decal. That's the only thing that's different. Yeah. But I would
like
never.
Like the JP Jurassic Park dinosaurs would have a little JP on there.
Yeah. Otherwise, throw them away, kids. Do not believe in fake JP. Not. Yeah, I know. The kids out there want Grand Funk Railroad. Have you ever seen the Altamont movie, right? Yeah, this is nice. They have this song playing. They show all these thousands
Give me shelter.
Of people. Give me shelter, yeah. Thousands of people streaming into the Altamont area, and the measles were out there at dawn. God, it must have been. It's a lot of work to do that. But they got all these great shots of just people backlit by the sun, smoking ash, walking with a blanket they're going to sleep on for 3 days. The terrible part, I had no idea that Grand Funk Railroad played that song.
It was kind of over for you then, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Three Dog Night does Rubber Soul. Not happening.
Because we can, yeah.
We don't care if you buy it. Buy what? Yeah, and she said, what do you like about out here in space, doctor, whatever? And she says, the silence, I could get used to it. And I had to laugh real hard. There's not one silent moment in an astronaut's life. She was looking at her dead daughter.
Ew. So like, she was just kind of looking at it.
Yeah, she was. That's the part where they're zooming over to the Russian space thingy. And, she was just kind of looking at it, because it's nice. In the stereoscopic version out of the theater, it was quite gorgeous. Those things were almost distracting. There was a time in my life when I had a TV on cable all the time over in the corner, and so one of the things I do to fight watching crap is the government had a camera from the top. I remember the ship is upside down, of the Enterprise or the Columbia, whatever space shuttle was up there. So you could put on that government channel, the gravity people being nice in the gravity world before the bad explosion happens. And it's all really slow.
In the Ed Harris world? Or?
Yeah. In the Ed Harris has gone to sleep because nothing's happening. And it's very slow, and it's just Capcom talking to them and them talking to each other. It's all that stuff that happens the first couple minutes of gravity where things don't work, and you get pissed off, and you have to reboot the program. And they had that calm going, and they just had these incredible shot of Earth as you're watching the guys. You're basically able to look up and you're looking across at Earth, and it was so gorgeous. I just left that channel on all the time, and so when I was in the gravity space, I would just stare at the world, think, look at all those people down there fighting over parking. These guys are up here about to get smashed by big Russian pizza metal.
Yeah. And there goes Facebook.
Yeah, half of North America just lost their Facebook. And there's this nervous titter in the theater. Like, hey, oh shit, here it comes. I love that. That's a nice shot.
The laugh is mostly that can never happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the surreal part of the movie. That's the monster that will never be seen.
Yeah, that it's like, you promised me Jaws, you know. Never saw Jaws.
That's a nicely engineered shot where they look up and you first time you see trouble coming, and it's all those little fragments. And in the 3D version, boy, those fragments extend forever. And you think, my, this is like World War everything.
Thank you. This is Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Stolen.
Bring the flute.
I'm the one that killed Monday, whooped Tuesday, put Wednesday in the hospital. Called up Thursday to tell Friday not to bury Saturday on Sunday. I've got an all-girl army that knows what to do. They'll fox as hell and practice kung fu.
Really?
It's your thing and you have to ask?
Stolen. From the first to the last, I give them the blast so fast that their life is past before their ass has even hit the ground.
So this is what the LEs do when they're not, you know.
Well, it's neat. When you go to the cool, in this business place, Pete Goldie was talking about a few shows ago, in Waikiki, where you go to Don Ho's club. So in this version, you would go into the club, and the table would just go,
yeah, like flames.
Yeah, and you come out, and Don Ho, and you're being chased by big rolling rocks, and you have to use bags of gold to open the door. And you have to think of all this really fast. Because Don Ho's world is actually really scary. This is like the 3-hour song we used to do in my first band. Man, like 3 hours where we were still playing the last time. Because it was so fun to play, but we didn't really know that many songs. But it was all still the time.
Part of the whole complicated process the doctors call ovulation. To get on with me
neighbors. Applesauce.
Menstruation.
Oh, well, that kind of bums me down.
While you got them digging.
Why you gotta take aim?
When all your love's in vain. All your love in
Positionary. Then it's all swastikas and shit.
I fell in love with a swastika.
Putting me on a train.
On Ultimate Grandma.
12. Grandma face sandwich hits in a row. You've never heard so much grandma in one place.
Taught us to be
Hey, Grandma, give it up. And that was my grandma, and I loved her. So think of what I'm going to do to you, audience. From 2008 or 9 or some time ago, with Donovan, and he was mentioning the once again the giving kudos to Brian Jones because Terry Gross said, "Where did you get your clothes back then? All these weird clothes you guys were wearing, especially Donovan." I mean, he was really getting into the Fairyland stuff, and
yeah,
he was trying to explain that Brian Jones starts that by going down to Portobello Road to the secondhand stores in this funky England where families are selling everything to make any bucks, like dad's old uniform and stuff. And that's where Hendrix got all, you know, they started,
okay, cool, yeah.
They started, the kids with all the rock money started buying it all,
right?
And they'd all come out of art school, like the Who guys and the Stone, the Mick Jagger and those people. So they kind of had this, it wasn't just the music, it was the image too. Although you can see it in the Stones, Brian Jones immediately goes for it. And Mick Jagger is still like, I mean, everything Jagger is from Brian Jones. And Brian Jones is all flash, and Jagger's still in like these weird, you know, we used to wear them, like ski shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And he hasn't quite caught on yet to how to sell the thing. Whereas Jones is doing it because it's in his nature, you know, he just gets it right away. Yeah, you do lots of drugs, lots of girls, and you wear feather boas with cool suits. And people immediately picked up on that in that world.
It was recent, too. And to a lesser extent on the last Genesis tour, but I was trying to phase it out because it became such a part of my vocabulary as John Cleese's with Falter or Basil Falter or... conversation. And if you look, it's then a band conversation. It was there all the time. And you know
you're going to fall. Tell them I define violence.
And the whole thing revolves around it. And I just suddenly figured out, well, thank you very much.
What do you mean he's so nice because he says
violence.
Thank you?
He
says thank you to the rock world. Oh man, I was just happy to be driving around California. I did not bring my recorder so that I could steal all the 94.1s that are around.
Oh yeah.
Pretty great.
Because there's like a Rockland to the south, right?
Yeah. Well, there's one in Riverside that's great. It has all the like this, the broken up voices, yeah. You know, the grandma face sandwich, Sunday, 94.1. But yeah, it's a commercial. In the real world, it's a nice commercial FM channel. In the fake Berkeley world, it's all weird and everything.
It's all weird.
the Fed Talk audience, we love you.
Because yeah, but right there. Now it's Robo DJ is playing.
Oh yeah, that's
Metallica.
Right. How many Fed Talk?
Leper Madonna.
How many little listeners do they have?
25% of the peak.
A quarter of their minds are controlled by this show.
A quarter of the most popular show in town.
I love you. I've got to get ready. It's time, 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 time.
What did Jesus do when they put nails through his hands? Did he scream like a girl, or did he take it like a man? When someone had to die to save us from our sins, Jesus said, I'll do it, and he took it on the chin. He manned up, and a man did we rip. Took a bullet
for you,
that's man up. Real man,
a stimulus plan.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And something.
Stimulus money squandered on fraud and wasteful spending.
Oh, there is nothing you can do. No escape from spooky mom and elderly.
You know, that, to an audience, is to Steve Martin. To me, it's just me.
Oh, I love you, my Crosby dear.
We know some of this money.
An economy in trouble. Soaring unemployment.
But of course it is.
Trying to plug the economy in, man.
How I love you. Crosley dealer, how I love you. I'm so glad that I went to your store. I'm just one of those creatures who fell for your charms. Now I own a shelf.
Baby.
I don't think anybody can honestly say that we're satisfied with
the show.
Peremptory nature of that announcement. The brusque tone was intended for buyers of the cheaper version.
Results so far.
An economy in trouble.
The story of the film so far.
Okay, hi, my name's Snowjob. I'm on the G.I. Joe Task Force.
Okay. Hey, where are you from, Snowjob?
4th Division, River Falls, Wisconsin.
Okay. Can you so testify that the show is harmful to your children?
Now, I got a couple of questions for y'all.
No, wait.
I know you might not be able to answer them, but...
We'll probably have to shoot you after the testimony.
Okay, you know the Arctic?
Yeah.
You guys know the Arctic?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And we all know what it's made of, right?
It's not every day you find out your mother is some kind of dragon man.
Soaring unemployment. Soaring deficits. Stimulus money misused.
I knew your father. We were at prep school together. I used to wash his back in the showers. Look, use the force. Yes, look. Eddie should have been... Oh, my God, a Jedi. Good thing. These are really good for making toast.
Star warming, it's star warning. They're trying to tell us somebody's going to hurt Kirk, and maybe there's air we don't know. They've been there, and we're just wearing the wrong trousers.
Time, and those marginal hours when you can't see the customer anyway.
But the forces of evil are never easily suppressed.
So you're talking about global hacktivism.
Yeah. Hacktivision.
Man, I wish I could get those Hackavision glasses. They'd be like the binoculars in Horrors of the Black Museum. Remember the binoculars? The very first
Yeah, the first, like... Okay, she's a babe. We're gonna get her bloody.
Two babes in an apartment. Yeah, and the first 3 minutes, you got spikes in the eyes of one of the babes. What kind of sick thing is this? I better watch.
And those bent on the destruction of the Republic were resigned to hide in the shadows. They would not remain hidden for long.
Your actual selling day is short. And the great power of this miracle method comes merely in being aware of that. Let your competitor think that he has an 8-hour day if he wants to.
Yeah, you can just play music while he's thinking about 8 hours.
8-hour day.
You see, here we rock for 24 hours.
to my baby on a Saturday night.
Even though they're in the middle of a whirlwind tour of
you're one of the same. Now I believe in miracles, and a miracle has happened tonight.
You're already way ahead of it, Nick.
But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
You understand that your selling day is short.
So what is it, selling or slack? You won't have any money to spend on your baby on Saturday night.
And I told you about equality, and it's too early wrong, or you're right.
He's England. We managed to catch up to Henrietta and the band.
If you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white.
And drag them into the studio for a session.
Plan it precisely. Plan it how?
PCP One is proud to introduce Henrietta Collins and the Wife Beating Child Haters.
Well, that gets a generic medical message up.
I'm tired of this devil. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of this business. So where the guilt is rough. I'm scared of your brother. I'm scared.
Some members of my group, if I can, you know, figure it out. So far, it's been touch and go, man.
Hello, Henrietta.
Hi, Paul.
I'd like to introduce the ladies first, but...
Ladies, hi, gang.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a real honor for us to introduce the suave, charming, and debonair...
Mr. Jerry...
I
already had to do it.
It's an Anna joke for anything. Man, wouldn't that be great? In between fights, Jerry would come out and just do shtick for a few seconds. And then go do a commercial, then come back, start the fights again.
On an icon.
Motherfucker, what you got?
It's really bad shtick from the really nice. One of those great kill them, sitting around way too many days recording Jerry on the VHS and then finally getting the right song to do the kill them edit of him. So Jerry.
The fellas that open our show tonight. The top gospel chord in the nation. J.D. Summers and the Stamp Scorecast.
Not really supposed to be like that.
Did you introduce the fellas to Jay?
See, the worst thing about doing this, that we're doing something like this, is I think at first people sort of are a bit suspicious. You know, come on, what are you up to?
Yeah. That, especially if they just tuned in to Fentor.
We just wanted to have a nice tune. We were mistuned.
And if you haven't guessed by now, there are lots of clues on the show. First clue, no Pete Golding.
Stop them.
Second clue, Ever Owlet. Okay, there we go. Okay, no, oh, we're not going.
Okay, I want to do some stamps individually.